Y'all ready to be a student
yes,
today?
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
Huh?
Oh, yes,
you ready sir. For a transition?
Yes, sir.
Deeper and higher. Deeper and higher. Yeah. The higher you go, the deeper you must be. Foundation hold levels. Levels doesn't hold foundation. All right. Right here. I got it. Foundation hold the level up. All right, boys, y'all can begin. Here we're going to go. Here we're going to go now. I want you to think about transitioning. The word transition, and then flowing. Flowing is important. Not only is it important that rivers of water flow out of you, but it's important that you flow in rivers. And I don't have time to touch all that this morning, but sit down and grace you with some words now. Three scriptures, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, the Bible said, let every word be established. Three scriptures we're going to in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, and 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. All three scriptures are going to point to something that the Lord wants us to come to grip with as his children. 1 Corinthians, Romans 1. Romans 1, verse 16, very pivotal scripture, very powerful scripture. We have to let the Lord reveal to us out of this scripture what he's saying to us. Actually, Holy Spirit, teach me how to live in the power of God. And that's what we're going to talk about. Holy Spirit, teach me how to live in the power of God. All right? And that's what we're going to be working on. In each, all three scriptures, you're going to see an aspect of the power of God. All three scriptures. Romans 1:16, in 1 Corinthians 1:18, 1 Corinthians 2, 4, and 5, you're going to see an aspect, and you underline it in your Bible, of the power of God. Now, the power of God consists of, there are three transition you have to go through to get to the power of God. First, faith is an element of operating in the power of God, but it's not the only element. Secondly, and they're chronologically ordered. Secondly, the anointing. Now, a lot of time, people get to the anointing, and yes, there's power there, but it's not the full power.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Faith is not the full power. The anointing is not the full power. The third transition is the glory. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the glory is the full power. Now, what happened, men operate in faith and think they have arrived. Or, especially when they get into the anointing, because there's a deeper degree of the presence of God in the anointing, but you still haven't arrived. Now, a lot of time what happened, we had it happen in prayer meeting, and I've seen it happen before, I've done it in prayer meeting. We're reaching for God, and the glory come, and we interrupt it. And so that's why we have not had the miracles and the signs and the wonders. There's a place, listen to me, there's a place in the power of God you have to get out the way.
Amen.
There's a place in the power of God you have to shut down.
Mm-hmm.
See, you can abort the full power by keep doing the same thing you were doing before it came. And God, when God, the glory show up, is the manifested presence of God. And the creator can't come unless he creates something.
Yes,
And so that's what a miracle. See, miracles, signs, and wonders are created. But oh, this is not going to sound too good, but I believe you'll never forget it. With your faith and anointing, you can cremate. Wow. Mm. You can dissipate.
Right.
What he has come to do. Wow. See, what you do, you keep on doing the same thing.
Right.
And now it's time to set back and just flow.
Right. Yes, sir.
Two words, flow, yield, surrender. Three words, flow, yield, surrender. Now, I'm going to teach you, in teaching you here, the Holy Ghost will teach you, there's some miracles you have missed.
Yes, sir.
There's some signs. There's some wonders you have missed. All right. Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Why are you not ashamed?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you're going through something.
Right. Yes, sir.
You ever been through something that sort of brought you to shame?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Now notice what he's saying. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Uh-huh.
See, now, as a Christian, you are always in a gospel audience.
Right. Yes, sir.
In other words, the gospel is always around you. The gospel, the good news has no respect for your dilemma.
Right. Got it. Yes, sir.
So you hear Paul said, I'm not ashamed of God. I don't care what I go through.
Uh-huh.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel,
yes,
because I know that the gospel is going to get me out.
Yes, sir.
See, the gospel is good news. The gospel is a rescuing system that nobody can stop.
Right.
Wait, let me say that again.
Right.
The gospel is a rescuing system that nobody can stop, no matter what you're dealing with.
Yes, sir.
The gospel is big enough to change it.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's why Paul, but you got to know how big the gospel is.
Right.
See, the gospel is about the life, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Nobody, no power, no circumstance, no situation can stop that.
Right.
You got blood flowing.
Yeah, right.
See, this world system trying to make the church ashamed of the gospel.
Right.
They are saying there's a substitute or there's a modernized system we need to get in.
Right.
But we don't.
Right.
Now, they're drawing great crowds.
Right. Yes, sir.
People like activity.
But
they can't fight their way out of a wet paper bag.
Right.
Because it's the gospel. It's the life, death, and burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ,
yes,
and his ascension, where the power lies, all
right?
The gospel is not about feeling.
Right.
The gospel is divine facts.
Mm-hmm.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
That's where the power lies. The power does not lie in your rhyming.
Right.
The power does not lie in your rhythm.
Right, yes, sir.
The power lies in the revelation of Jesus Christ dying on the cross.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Demons don't respect rhythm. Demons got rhythm themselves.
Right.
But when revelation hit the scene,
uh-huh,
and a person standing in revelation, after revelation, after revelation, living from faith to faith, we're going to see that here.
Yes,
for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Now, notice what he said. For it is,
right,
underline this now,
right,
the power of God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Under salvation to everyone that believeth.
Uh-huh.
To the Jew first and also to the Greek. See, that's a believing factor there.
Right.
For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from what?
Faith.
As it's written, the just shall live by
faith.
Yes, now, that's one aspect of the power of God. I want to speak on the gospel a little bit, because the church have some degree is trying to punk the gospel out, push the gospel out, and they won't come in with programs and singing and all that stuff. That all that's supposed to be is complementing the gospel. They cannot become the gospel. The power's in the gospel. Thank God for the gospel. All right, now in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, First Corinthians chapter 1. Y'all here?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of glorious voices, but I have a pinpoint here. This 18th verse. Now you're going to also be exposed to another aspect of the power of God. See, the gospel, the cross is included in the gospel. Here it says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us what you're saved, at that same term is now, it is the power of God. Now let the Holy Spirit teach you this morning. The Holy Spirit is aiming to teach us how to live in the power of God. It doesn't make no difference what's going on. It doesn't make no difference how it look. It doesn't make no difference how it feel. It doesn't make no difference how long it been happening. It doesn't make no difference. The gospel is still the gospel. Yeah. And it's the power of God. And it can change anything. You understand me?
Yes, sir.
So here he said, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, to them that are carnal, foolishness, to them that try to bring other things in the church, it's foolishness because they try. God don't need no help. God needs your cooperation. Are you following me? For the preaching of the cross of them that perish foolishness, but unto us what you're saved, it is the power of God. That's the same power of God we saw in Romans 1:16.
Yes, sir.
All right, go to the second chapter of this opening, 1 Corinthians 2 now. Verses 4 and 5.
Yes, sir.
Verses 4 and 5. Mm-hmm. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration.
Right.
Of the Spirit and of power. Now notice what the next verse says.
Yes, sir.
Notice the next verse. Third time we see the word, the power of God.
Right. Yes, sir.
That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Right? Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
So now we can roll back to Romans 1:16. The gospel is the power of God.
Right.
You roll back to 1 Corinthians 1:18. The cross is the power of God.
Right.
And if you preach right, preaching reveal the power of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
So we need the Holy Spirit, who knows the power of God, to help us to flow in the power of God. Now I wrote a few notes for you. Listen, my sisters and brothers, this will not happen automatically or by accident. The power of God includes all powers.
Yes.
Now, many facets of power spoken to us in the scripture, but the power of God includes all power. It includes the power of the cross. It includes the power of the resurrection. It includes every power you read in the Bible is holy power. It come from out of the power of God.
Right.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, my question is, as we say the Holy Spirit want to teach us, Holy Spirit, teach me how to live in the power of God. Is the Holy Ghost qualified to teach me? Or should we look for another one? Is there any more qualified teacher than the Holy Spirit? Can you find a man more qualified than the Holy Spirit? Can you find a group or denomination or religion more powerful to teach? Who can really teach us about the power of God more efficient than the Holy Ghost? So my point to you is that the power can teach about the power.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. You're preaching good, Dad.
Yes, sir. Oh, man. The Holy Ghost does not only teach you information about the power. He is the power. Do you understand that? So we have the most qualified teacher that exists. Yeah, because this teacher hears in heaven. And this teacher see what God sees.
Yes, sir.
And so we can answer that question. He is power. He is power. And he can teach us.
Yes, sir.
What is the power of God? The cross, the gospel, the Holy Ghost, the kingdom, the word of God. Just a few.
Right. Yes, sir.
The cross, the gospel, the Holy Ghost, the kingdom, the word of God. Now, I have scriptures to back all those up, but I'm not going there. Now, we recognize that the Holy Ghost, he is the spirit of what? Truth.
Yes, sir.
He is the spirit of truth.
Yes, sir.
He is the spirit of life.
Right.
He is, you still listening?
Yes, sir.
The spirit of faith.
Right. Yes, sir.
And he is the spirit of power.
Right. Yes, sir.
Let me go over it again. Now, scripture for all them now, but I'm not going into it. He is the spirit of truth.
Right.
He is the spirit of life.
Right. Yes, sir.
He is the spirit of faith.
Yes, sir.
He is the spirit of power.
Right. Right.
So, the Holy Spirit this morning will not teach us secondhand information. The Holy Spirit does not have to get power, have encounter with power. He is power. And he in you. And what we're aiming to do is put you in a position to let him flow more. And that no matter what you're dealing with, you could deal with it from a more powerful perspective by being a Christian, knowing what is rightfully yours. Anybody hearing me? Well, raise your hand and do this little something so you hear me. So I want you to go down in your spirit. And just along studying this, the Lord said to me to tell you, never surrender without a fight, and you will never lose. Never surrender without a fight, he says, and you will never lose, because you're packing this power. And when you begin to fight by faith, that power gets stirred up. Are you still here? What will it take for me to operate in the power of God? Turn to Luke. What would it take for me to operate in the power of God? See, a lot of us think we're already operating in full power. No, there's a whole lot more.
Yes, sir.
Say, there's a whole lot more.
There's a whole lot more.
Is a whole lot more of God than I'm operating in. In Luke chapter 24, let's see. Verse 31. And their eyes were open. And they knew him. But he was there all the time.
That's right.
He's right where you're sitting right now.
Yes, sir.
But if you stay in the norm and your eyes not open and you're just looking physically, see. Here's something that you have to know about operating in the power of God. Insight. Insight. You have to have insight. Not out of sight. Insight. And the only way you can have insight is that the Holy Ghost open your inner eye to see something you don't see.
Right. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
So insight. See, he was right there with them, but they didn't recognize him. They didn't know who he was. They didn't know his ability because their eyes were closed. Their inner eyes. Yeah, so they didn't have insight into another world.
Come on, Dad.
We as Christians have the ability to, thank you, Lord, to have it. Thank you. Insight to another world. Insight to another power. Insight to another ability. Insight to another level.
I agree.
See, God has the ability when the storm is going on for you to see behind the storm. That you can rest even while the storm going on. But to do that, you're going to have from the Holy Ghost insight. Your eyes going to have to be open to see the whole picture. Satan cutting up in the world and showing you all kind of stuff going on, and he cutting up and kicking up dust, but all of a sudden you see beyond what he's doing. And so that's why, oh my God, that's why people don't understand you. You calm when you should be nervous. And so sometimes you laughing when you're supposed to be crying. But you're on a different film. You're looking at a different picture than they see. Because the Holy Ghost have given you insight. Let me show you how this happened. Hold your finger there. We'll come back there because I got a verse here. I got to get to it. My goodness. No, just go to the 45th verse and it's open. Go to the 45th verse. Luke 24, 45.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, God. Yes, sir. See, let me tell you something that's going to help you. Don't sit here and look for the Sam Pep rally. Right. We in the game now.
Right.
Let me say it again. Let me understand this. Right. See, this is a spirit world. Don't sit here and look for the Sam Pep rally.
Right.
We're actually in the game now.
Yeah. Glory to God. Yes, sir.
Now, you can jump and do acrobat on the side before the game starts and see if your team going to win.
Right.
But when the game starts, your team better know how to fight and know how to play the game.
Right.
So we're not in the Pep rally now. We're in the game of life.
The
Holy Spirit is teaching us how to live in the power of God. Not just jump around. How to live in the power of God where the action going on.
Right, yes, sir. Glory to God. Yes, sir.
I feel like that little boy when the lady said, that little boy give a nice talk. When I wasn't hooping and hollering and I started digging into the things of God. She couldn't do that. She couldn't go that. She's from the old school. And you got to hum, and you got to sing to her. You ain't preaching. That's the further she was gonna go. But you cannot live now in this generation. Just knowing how to be a cheerleader. You see, we in the game, you know. And so the inner man going to have to take over.
Right. Yes, sir.
The outer man had his time, centuries and centuries.
Right.
The church been living in the outer man. Boy, we've been running and dancing, and that's all right. But the inner man got to come alive in order to fight a good fight.
Glory to God. Yes, sir.
And to keep the faith.
Yeah, right.
And to finish your course.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Got it?
Yes, sir.
Got it?
Yes, sir.
All right, now watch this. Watch this 45th verse. Now it's all the present is there.
Yeah, yes, sir.
But they don't see it.
Right. That's right.
Or they don't understand it.
Right. That's it. Right. Hallelujah.
So Jesus, it's one of his resurrection appearances.
Yes, sir.
So Jesus in the 45th verse, then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
See, that's what we need to understand.
Yes, sir.
We need to understand the scripture, because the scripture is another aspect of the power of God.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And so the Holy Spirit, as he teaches, he sneaks up on you.
Right.
What if it's 35 minutes? I've been teaching about 25 minutes. He's going to sneak up on you today. I've already had two hits.
Right.
Don't seem like nothing going on, but I had two hits when I was standing over there.
Right.
I stepped out of them.
Right.
Yes, sir. I won't teach you no more. Now remember the transition.
Yes, sir.
Faith.
Yes, sir.
Anointing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, man operating faith.
Right.
Man function and flows in the anointing.
Right.
When the glory comes,
yes, yes.
Man has to yield.
Yes.
So all of our work and intention in the fivefold ministry gift is to operate in faith and the anointing
until, yes sir, got it, yes sir,
the glory comes.
Right, right.
Now, when the glory comes, if you make a clumsy move,
right,
and try to assist the glory,
right,
instead of yielding to the glory, it'll dissipate.
Right. Got it. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I expect the glory to come in here today.
Hallelujah.
Now, when he come, when the glory manifests, I have to know how to yield. You have to know how to yield.
Right.
That's where, listen,
yes,
that's
sir,
where our miracles,
yes,
our healing,
yes,
our deliverance,
yes,
our signs,
right,
and our wonders has been hidden.
Right. Yes, sir.
In the glory.
In the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
And so what have happened, we have become, can I say something?
Yes, sir.
So church and I.
Right.
That we don't even recognize the glory. We still think we're functioning in the anointing. We still think we're walking by faith. No, baby, you're walking in the glory. All that God is, all that God has, all that God can do, all of God's being have come now, because you have transitioned from just the faith and the anointing, and now you have stepped into his glory. You have stepped into his presence. That's where you're healing at.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm trying to take you, baby? That's where you're healing at. See, oh my, I feel tangible anointing right now. But tangible anointing is a signal that the glory is on the horizon.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
And then when the glory comes, God create livers and hearts and lungs. And I don't know if I'm going to say this word right. Demise mean kill? Demise? What is it when it's demise? What it is when a person
die?
Demise, right?
Yeah,
what disease and sickness, demise. They die when the glory comes. Now, I don't know, I'm going to take you through your scripture, but I don't know how are you understanding me? The word transition,
right,
or transitioning.
Yeah, right.
Faith,
faith,
the anointing, and glory.
Yes, sir.
Every time you transition to one, from one to the other, you're getting into a higher position.
Right.
The glory is the final.
Right.
I'm going to show you in a minute in the scripture what God did. He took his disciples out of faith. He took them out of the anointing, and he took them in full glory.
Yes, sir.
And they went crazy. They didn't know what to do. They had never seen it before. Right. Up on that mountain.
Right. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
And then he had the law and the prophet to be up there.
Right. 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 Right.
So you had the glory, the law, and the prophet
right
on that mountain.
Right.
And them boys went crazy. They want to build a building.
Right.
They said, man,
right,
I don't know. Build some tabernacle. I don't, what is this?
Right. Right.
And they never seen it before. Well, it wasn't supposed to do nothing.
Right. Got it.
See, they wasn't supposed to do nothing,
right,
but they're still working in anointing.
Right.
Now they won't build a tabernacle. No, you don't build no tabernacle now.
Right.
So the church do that to a certain degree.
Yeah.
We get to a certain part of the anointing and don't want to turn it loose.
Right. Yeah. Right.
When the glory comes.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
So that's why we are scarce on miracles.
Uh-huh.
Now, this is not only a congregation deal, this is a home deal.
Right.
In your home, the glory comes.
Yes, sir.
See, we be praying and we keep on praying.
Right.
No, the glory here now. Ain't time to release, it's time to receive. Now, let's be honest up in here. Every one of y'all probably who have spent some time with God, know that's point that you was overwhelmed by God and you kept talking. So God said, if you're going to keep talking, I'm not going to talk. I can't, nothing I can do. See, if you subpoena me and I come. Now, you called me and said, Pastor, I need you to come over to my home to work with me and my family. Things going wrong. So I show up and you do all the talking.
Right.
I say one voice, you say four voices. Right. You ain't need me. You go ahead and do it. I'm going back to my house. That's the way God shows up.
Yes, sir.
Keep on quoting scriptures to God.
Right.
God said, listen, the scriptures are here.
Right.
I heard you. I come to do it for you. Do you want it? You go on to chapter 9. The Lord said, in chapter 9 now, I'm here.
Right. Hallelujah.
Now this is growth.
Yes,
you know, this is not how many scriptures you memorize and how many chapters you know and how many verses you know. You see, you have to know how to make the transition in the realm of the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Let me take you further. Let me see. I know what I need to do. So I was dealing with what it takes for me to operate in the power of God. Read that, let's see, what verse we read? 24? And what else? I got one more, I believe. 24:32, then I'll go further. Now, your pastor is teaching about everything you missed.
Yes, sir.
He heard you.
Okay.
But there's a certain way he worked.
All right.
Okay. A lot of y'all matured enough to step into the glory.
Hallelujah.
And you probably stepped in there many times. But my job is to tell you how to function in the glory.
Yes, sir.
You're functioning in the glory by yielding.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
See? See, you're functioning in the glory by saying, thank you.
Thank you.
I praise your name.
That's
good. In other words, you're just opening yourself up more for him to make the deposit that he had brought you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord.
Oh, my. See, when the glory come, the fire, the oil, the water, and the wind show up.
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir.
All of the dimension of the Holy Ghost manifests when the glory comes. See, God is the Holy Ghost. God is the Word.
God is miracle.
God is deliverance. You follow what I'm saying? And so when the glory comes, it brings everything. Not for the asking, but for the receiving.
I see.
You're a child of God, wave your hand at me. That belongs to you, baby. But instruction, you got to have instruction.
Yes, sir.
If you don't have instruction, you're going to be destructive to your own blessing.
That's good.
That's good word.
See, there's no higher level you can go to than the glory.
Right.
The glory is the manifested presence of Jehovah.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And every one of us have a divine right to invoke or provoke the glory.
Uh-huh.
By the way we handle our faith, handle our anointing.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, the way we've been taught to a certain degree We think we can do everything by faith. We think we can do everything by prayer. We think we can do everything by anointing. No, 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 no. Those are signals. Those are things that take you into the glory world. But then the glory has to manifest for the whole deal to come to pass. The glory is the mantle of God deity. See, you're wearing a mantle, but that's a higher mantle come. When the glory comes, the deity of God shows up. He's everything. Most Christians do not enjoy their life because they're not winning enough. Everybody won't win sometime. Right, dog. Something got to happen out of the ordinary. Well, that's what I'm teaching you now. I yield. Say, I yield to the glory. Say, God, you can come now if you want. People are so misinformed. They think if you tell God you can come now, they think about dying. God don't come to kill you.
You're right. That's
God
right.
Come to give you life.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Look at his voice.
Yes, sir.
Verse 32. They said one to another, did not our heart burn within us? Have your heart ever been on fire? Have you ever felt the heat of glory? The warmth of glory. I mean, just no air condition, no heat on, but the glory of God come, man. Another yes, somebody, another atmosphere. Pregnate this atmosphere. See, the glory is the atmosphere of heaven.
Right, yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Air is the atmosphere of earth.
Right.
It's an atmosphere that takes over our atmosphere.
Thank you, Lord God.
When that glory atmosphere come, that which was dying come alive.
Glory to God.
It includes the breath of God. God breathed into the area where you stand there. He put his breath in that place with all of his ability to come right where you're standing at. That's the glory. But the church can't get to it for the accolades, for the cheerleading. Now, the Holy Spirit is getting something to take you to another level.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes.
He's giving something right now.
Yes,
sir. See, you have to know. You have to come to a point where I'm not doing this.
Right. Yes, sir.
My prayer, yes, sir. My
right.
Confession,
right.
My decree,
right.
I'm not doing this.
Yes, sir.
The real deal, God himself.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Now, he got you with this to carry you.
Yes, sir.
When the glory don't mess up, the faith, the glory don't show up, you operate in your faith and your anointing.
Yes, sir.
They do something.
Right. Yes, sir.
But when the glory comes,
yes, sir. Hey.
You do some of the small things.
Right. Yeah.
But when the man arrive himself, because you've had enough faith and enough anointing to subpoena him.
Right. Yeah. Oh, glory. Wow. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
They say one another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scripture. Notice he just keeps saying open the scripture to us.
Right. Right.
All right. Let's, I robbed myself. So, go to 1 Corinthians 2. I rob you too. 1 Corinthians 2. I know I read it, but it seemed like he well, yeah, yes, Lord. Yeah, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you where we don't operate in the glory. We won't permit ourselves to operate in the glory because we have to have special insight to operate in the glory. And then here in 1 Corinthians, oh, my goodness, I'm almost through. In 1 Corinthians, Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. You hear what she said? What? Yeah. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. And I said, but it's written, I have not seen. Now, what are you talking about there? Your natural eye, your outer eye. No ear heard. What are you talking about there? Now, you know, the scripture said, Jesus said, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. If he that has ears to hear, let him hear. And then the scripture also says, he that have eyes to see, let him see. The scripture also says, he has a heart to understand, let him understand. But the Holy Spirit has to produce all three of those.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so a lot of our fellowshipping with God, approaching God, is outwardly. It's feeling. It's emotion. And it never touched the real you. Listen to what I'm about to tell you. You have God's eyes on the inside of you. You can see what he sees.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
God's language is not normal.
No, it's not.
But you have God's ears on the inside of you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Your natural heart cannot your natural heart can't receive the things of God, but your inner heart can. Your inner heart is your spirit. Now listen to me. God is speaking all the time.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Further than that, God is talking to you all the time.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
The time, that we don't hear him is we're listening on the outside. We're trying to figure it out. We're trying to make it fit with our psychological aspect, our mindset. But he's talking in a divine language that only your inner ear, your inner eye, your inner heart, you listen to me, young man, can receive. You're bigger than you think you are. But you have to know how to yield to him, yield to his presence, yield to his instruction in your inner man. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Now that I've entered into the heart of man. Look what it said at the end. The things, plural, God has prepared for them that love him. Next verse. But the Spirit, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit what? Yeah, what? See, you start, but you don't finish it. In this season, listen to me, the hula hoop religion is not going to work.
Right. Yes, sir.
You will have to learn to move where man can't see.
Right, yes, sir. Wow. Yes, sir. Glory to God.
You're not saying nothing.
Right.
You're not doing nothing, but you're still moving.
Right, right, right. Yes, sir. Glory.
Why? You're in the spirit.
Right. Yes, sir.
Be still and know that I'm God.
Yeah.
I will be exalted among the heathen.
Yeah.
I will be exalted in the earth if you be still. The only thing God will accept when the glory comes is praise and worship.
Yes, sir.
He's not accepting no faith and no anointing. Every eye got to be on him. Praise. I praise you. I glorify you. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the way you operate in the glory. See, in the glory, you don't put out.
Right.
You're taking in.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Watch the next battle you have to fight.
Yes, sir. Glory.
The Holy Spirit is going to bring this morning back to you.
Yes, sir.
Watch the next battle you have to fight, how you're going to handle it.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Now, let me quickly take you to three places. Sit down. Let me quickly take you to three places now. Three places I think I got to take you to for you to be able to balance yourself.
Yes, sir.
In this... set in. Turn to Matthew 9. Matthew 9. You know, I've trained so long the other way, Ronnie, I get a little nervous doing this time too, you know. Ain't nobody jumping and running, you know. So, oh man, I'm wondering if I'm preaching or what, you know. I know what's going on. Some of y'all done set back because y'all want the hula hoop. And really, this is going to be kind of, I don't know if this is a word, insultive. The Lord says, in essence, he's trying to get you out the zoo. Acting normal, or the traffic of religion being normal, and he can't function in you like he wanted to function until you mature to understand, I don't have to feel nothing, no God moving. I don't have to see nothing different in my eyesight to attest to the fact that God doing something for me. I don't have to have no confirmation from nobody else. I don't have to have nobody tell me it's going to be all right. I know it's all right already. I don't feel nothing. I don't hear nothing. I don't see nothing. But I still know it's all right. That's where you got to arrive at. Because Satan, oh, he's tricky and he's deceiving many people now, depending on a feeling, depending on a confirmation, depending on somebody, everybody agree with you. Most of the time when you're walking with God, nobody going to agree with you. You just got to keep walking. At time, Moses had 3 million people didn't agree with him. But he kept walking with God. And that's the way most of them got delivered. The other one died because they kept disagreeing. The one who agreed, he was able to bring them to the promised land. Joshua brought them because, see, Moses, and I'm not going to let this happen to me. See, God tried to bring Moses to another level.
Right, right.
At first, Moses struck the rock,
right, you're right,
and the water came out.
Right, yes,
something Moses did.
Right, yes,
but now the Lord told Moses, don't strike the rock this time. Speak to it. That's a higher level of anointing, a higher level of the glory of God. But Moses tried to bring it back to the same thing. He struck the rock again. The people had vexed him so much, he struck the rock. God told him, speak to the rock. And when he did that, God said, you're not going. So I've learned. I'm not going to let people aggravate me, distract the rock. When God told me to speak to the rock. Are you following? And you better watch that too. Watch that. Watch that striking that rock.
Yes, sir.
No, you move to another level. Just speak to it. Very, very, I said, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things, what not extract what he said, shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he said. Sometime you're not going to kill the snake. You got to walk on it. I give you power to tread up on serpent and scorpion, and the power of the enemy shall do you no harm. Sometime that rascal is still moving, but you walk on it. Shut down a minute. Give me a minute. Okay. Holy Spirit. Oh. Your seed is on 2 weeks discipline.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Keep your heart right.
Yes, sir.
I'll get back in. I'm teaching him a lesson.
Yes, sir.
I'll get back into it. Where we was?
Treading.
Yeah, treading up on the serpent. Sometimes, yeah, you got to walk on the snake when he's still moving.
Yes,
knowing he can't do you no harm. Symptom is the snake.
Wow.
You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Symptom
is the snake.
Are snakes. You keep walking on them because you have the divine right to tread upon serpent and scorpion, and the power of the enemy shall do you no harm. So even if that snake still moving, even if you still feel that pain, even if your breath a little short, just keep moving because you're going to walk on that snake. Even if you get a bad natural report, keep walking. That's a symptom. You tread on that serpent and that scorpion, and they don't have no authority over you. Matthew 9, that's where I was. Somebody put a $500 check in my hand. I didn't know who it was. Gentile, New Orleans. Sit down. Y'all ain't going to make me close by standing up. It's raining on the outside and raining on the inside. Yeah, thank the Lord, man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm... All right, Matthew 9, 29.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Then touch ye their eyes, saying on this statement, I want you to get it. According to your faith, be it unto you.
Yes, sir.
Now, many times he's talked about that. There's another scripture I want you to look at. Very familiar scripture. The Lord called to my heart. Ephesians 3:20.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes,
watch this. Now, I want you to see this.
Yes, sir.
Now, unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, then he called into the power that worketh in us. Called into the power that worketh in us. All right, Ephesians 3:20. All right.
Yes,
now, let me hurry on. Let's say, now anointing. 1 John 2:27.
Yes, sir.
1 John 2:20.
Yes,
watch
sir.
It. See, there is an abiding anointing on the inside of you. But the anointing what you have received from him abides in you. See? So, outside action does not determine whether I'm anointed or not. See? The anointing within is stronger than the anointing upon. In other words, the anointing upon, you see signs of it, but the anointing within is stronger than the anointing upon. Because the anointing upon cannot activate the anointing within. But the anointing within, which is a body anointing, can activate the anointing upon. But the anointing which you have received from him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you.
Right.
What?
Right. Glory to God. Wow.
But as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is true, and is no lie, and even as it taught you, you shall abide in him.
Right. Right.
Now, here can become a misinterpretation of that
That's
scripture.
Right. Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. I don't need no teacher.
Right. That's right.
I got the anointing in me. The anointing in you allow you
right.
to flow
yes, sir.
With the teaching
yes,
that comes to you
yes,
through a teacher.
Yes, sir.
Then after the teacher teach you,
right.
the teacher on the inside of you carrying on out.
Right.
It comes to be a lifestyle of you
because yeah, right.
right. you don't need the preacher going home with you
right.
because
right.
he have taught you and that anointing caught it. And you become a carrier of the revelation you heard.
Right, yes, right. Yes, sir. Glory to God. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
When you pushing that child on that two-wheel bike
mm-hmm.
and you took the training wheel off,
right.
you finally going to have to take a chance.
Right, that's right.
You got to give them a chance to fall.
That's right.
Turn the doggone seat loose.
That's right.
That's the only way they're going to learn to ride the bike.
That's right. Yes, sir.
And that's what had to happen in the church.
Right. Yes, sir.
See. So every time somebody called, I ain't running.
Right.
I used to do that. I ain't running.
Amen.
Only what I had the Spirit lead. Or
yes,
send a representative.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because I know I could be just as effective
right.
where I am.
Yes.
Then going.
Right, that's right. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, one of my son, mother died, he probably listening, but I probably won't travel that far.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the way up in Washington.
Yes, sir.
Unless the Spirit of God told me I got to go.
Right. Yes,
I'll call him
mm-hmm.
and love him.
Yes, sir.
I know he can handle it. I already didn't train him.
Right, right,
so I can live longer to keep training him
right.
if I don't kill my crazy self trying to.
That's right.
You got your very simple, man. You know, hey, come see me. I've been on that battlefield a long time. I've been with him for 20 years. He ain't come. Grow up.
Really grow up.
I'm already there before it
happened.
Are you in my prayer room? And listen, I'm telling you that I'm not asking you for permission to let me off. It just came up while I was talking.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's good.
You have to learn to fight yourself.
Right. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I'm close. Acts 10:38.
Yes, sir. Glory to God.
How God
yes, sir.
Anointed Jesus of Nazareth
yes.
with the Holy Ghost
yes, sir.
And power.
And power.
The Holy, now I finally got that revelation. The Holy Ghost and power.
And power. Yes, sir.
The power was the power of God.
Right. Yes, sir.
Who went about doing good. And how many healed?
All.
Yeah. The anointing didn't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
It was a glory.
It was a glory. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The anointing don't heal all.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree.
The anointing can help. All, but it can't do all things unless sometime the glory got to come. I've seen anointed men lay hand on people and they walked away the same. The glory come, he look at them. They get their eyesight back. See, it's a combination of working. It's the things working together, you see. All right, come on, let me... Now look at John 17:22. I'll close that. John 17:22. Jesus praying his high priestly prayer. He's about to get up out of here for the cross. But he wants to make a deposit. He told the Father he made a deposit. And the glory, your everlasting presence, which thou givest me, I've given them. Why now? Why? Look at it. Look how important this last statement. Why? 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 See, there's no other way. That there may be one. See, at one given moment, I might be anointed. Or let's do it the other way. You might be anointed, and I'm not wearing an anointing. You're wearing a strong anointing, but we're not one.
Right.
We're one by the glory.
The Lord. Yes, sir.
The presence of God lives on the inside of me. Say it.
The presence of God lives on the inside of me.
That's the glory.
That's the glory.
Hallelujah.
Now, as we operate faith and anointing, we activate that glory.
Yes, sir.
That God-likeness.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You see it? That God, what? That God, that God-likeness is in it. God is in his glory more than in faith and anointing.
Right, yes, sir.
That don't degrade faith and anointing,
right.
But it's telling you there's a transition from faith to the anointing to the glory.
Yes, hallelujah.
Got it?
Yes, sir.
And the glory which thou givest me, Jesus said, I've given them
right.
That they may be one. Even as we are one. If you don't look, it's saleable. Ebro sahyasata. Epunkundi stern of Rashekalansi. If you do, Peselema, if you don't learn how to yield to the glory, you'll never become one with God. Listen to me. The glory of God is always a takeover. The glory of God is a takeover. The glory of God is expressing himself through you and by you. And when that happened, full control take place over satanic power, sickness and disease, lack of anything. Because the glory is here. Are you following me?
Yes.
Let me take on the mount in a minute. Go to Matthew chapter 17. Let me show you what happened. If you don't understand the glory, let me show you what happened. Let me just take it. Then I'm gonna take on the mount. And then we're gonna praise God and Leroy is gonna take over. I'm going to quit. So you just about get ready. Go to praying. This type of ministry is more heavier.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
One load you got is the people. Crying out, give me the Sam O. But I've been here before. Yeah, I've been pushing and pulling this church ever since I took the pastorship. Time to go to another level. Some disappear when you go to another level. It just them disappear. They got acrobatic disappearing things happen. Because there's so many little churches you can hop to, you know, to get the same stuff. You know, they got a lot of McDonald's. I'm telling you, we got love. Just drive to the one to get you a sandwich. Go on about your business. But you know, there's a place in Baton Rouge that cook real hamburgers.
Right.
Real beef.
Right.
And then they take time and cook them right.
Right.
You know, that man, he got such hours he go, but that's a real hamburger.
Yes, sir.
The rest of them, you know, I don't know what you're eating. Some of them things too soft for meat.
Right.
I ain't calling no name. Some of them things too soft for meat.
Right.
You might have a little meat in it. He said, mama them hamburger. All right, let's read this right. Let me read this. John 17. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringing them up into a high mountain apart. All right, he finna bring them somewhere now.
Right.
See, that's what I'm trying to do in here this morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. And was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them the law, Moses, and Elijah the prophet, talking with him.
Yes, sir.
Then answered Peter and said, Jesus, Lord, it's good for us to be here. I don't know what to do. If thou will, let us make three tabernacles. One for thee and one for Moses and one for Elijah.
Right.
He even left himself out.
Right.
You got nervous. While he yet spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud was said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him.
Yes, sir.
And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were so afraid. See, their faith and anointing couldn't handle this.
Right. Yes,
it was the glory of God.
Yes, sir.
And Jesus came and touched them and said, rise, be not afraid. And when they lifted their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. Stand on your feet.